Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Everybody, it is, I'm Josh Wolf. This is Jacob Wolf. And this is Hey, Man.
Hey, man.
Hey, man. How you doing, dude?
Oh, you know, dude. Just, I'm good. I'm off work, off a project. So I'm just chilling out right now. Getting ready for Portland.
Yeah.
This weekend. Nice.
Do me a favor. Just move you. See what that sounds like if you move your mic closer to you.
That's as close as I can get it to me.
Okay. What happens if you turn it up a little bit?
Turn it up.
Yeah, turn it up.
What about now?
It's way better, actually, because you're kind of over it. Okay.
Kind of move it closer to me.
Well, dude, listen. Do you... you probably don't, because I don't think I did at that age either. Do you ever look at time off like, yeah, I could go for a couple of days? Or are you like, I'm just going to get back to work?
Both. Depends on the project I just came off of. You know, like I just came off of an office PA job and I just.
Your face over the, there you go.
My face is right here over
there. There you go. That's where we want you.
But see, that's... I'm just going to...
Yeah, move the mic.
I'm just going to hold the mic. It's going to be a handheld.
Perfect.
It's going to be a handheld episode. I just came off an office PA job. So I don't... I know I don't want to do that ever again because I have the receipts and the paperwork the week after. Like, the week after of work, the extra week is nice. But, like...
Not what you're interested in, numbers and all that stuff.
No. People are like, do you want to production manage or coordinate? And I'm like, no, absolutely. That's like the last thing I want to do. I was like, that's not at all. And they're like, we don't blame you. And I'm like, no, most PMs and coordinators don't blame me because they know that sometimes the job is ridiculous. But after this, like, I do just kind of want to find more work. Especially when I just had something that I had lined up just to start again, like right up here in October, got pushed to January.
So, right, I know that.
So now, like, maybe the couple days I'd be like, oh yeah, nice, whatever, and then I'll like take a week off and then get right back into it, because that's usually what I have lined up. So I like that. But now that I don't have work, and the next closest thing I have is January of 2022, that sets in a little more.
Yeah, that starts to make people a little nervous.
Yeah, it starts to make me a little nervous. I mean, yeah, like, yes and no. Like, nervous for right now, but I know I'm going to find something.
Me too.
Or enough in between to still make do.
Yeah, me too. I don't ever worry about you finding work. You and work really hard.
Yeah.
Huh?
No, go ahead.
What'd you say?
I was just saying, and if I have to, like, just make it by the last couple months, but then start the new year off strong, like, I'm good with that too.
Yeah, man, sometimes, you know, we work in a very ebb and flow business, you know, and sometimes the most frustrating thing is when you have like a ton of work, you have work and just more work keeps coming in. You're getting phone calls on top of phone calls and you're like, I got work. Where were you 2 months ago?
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. Yeah. The worst is turning down something you really want to do because you're already in something that is like a decent amount of time. And you get calls for like. That's
the interesting thing about our business.
Yeah.
It, on the front and back end of it, is that like. Because most of us are freelance.
Right.
Once a job ends, you just might never get a job again.
It's very possible. Like, once
do you know what I mean? Ends, like, it's fucked up.
I'm gonna file for unemployment probably tomorrow and just like collect it while I can because I one need to. Two, I just don't have anything even in my crosshairs right now. Like, I have zilch.
Yeah, so, buddy, I'm not sure why your volume is so low.
Is it really that bad?
There we go.
What about now?
Hold on. Talk to me.
What's up? Is it really that bad?
No, there you go. Maybe you can drop it a little from your mouth.
Here, let me see if I can grab it again. Is it really that low?
There you go. When your face is away from it, it is.
Okay. I'm going to get a mic arm.
Yeah, maybe I'll get a mic arm. I'll buy you, by the way, I'll buy you whatever you want for this pod. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's just like, for me, it's just the desk space and also the fact that my fucking whole fourth wall of my apartment is glass and a window.
Yeah, it's
so
crazy.
That really sucks. So like right now, if I were to turn it, I'd be completely backlit. At night, we could figure it out.
No, you look gorgeous, man. You look gorgeous.
It's just a little difficult.
No. It looks good. Yeah, we're still trying to figure the dude. You know, but anyone, I'm not the audio visual tech dude.
No shit.
Yeah, I'm not the dude who's like, oh, what you need to do is get the DCP cube. I don't know what that means. DCP. I was gonna say.
Like, it's not like you were going to say PCP, but just like you were like, that's two. That's a giveaway.
Like, you see this little adapter?
USB?
No, I don't think so.
Well, it's like a lightning bolt to a headphone dongle.
Right. Took me so long to figure audio out jack. What it was.
Yeah, it's a dongle.
What did you say?
I'm pretty sure it's called a dongle. It's a dongle piece. That's what people call it.
Yo, is that a dongle?
Yeah, people call it a little dongle piece. I swear to God.
How do you spell dongle? You think D-O-N-G? I don't think anybody has spelled dongle. D-O-N-G-L-E? Dongle?
That's how I would spell it, yeah.
This is the dongle episode?
I hope not.
I mean, listen. I'm going to have to Google the word dongle.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to do it right now.
Okay.
So dongle, is that what we're saying?
Yeah. I think so.
What is a dongle?
It may not like come up on whatever, but it's like, if it isn't, it's like slang for whatever this piece is.
Dongle. That's exactly what came up.
Woo!
A small device able to be connected to and used with a computer, especially to allow access to wireless broadband or use of protected software. So this maybe isn't a dongle, but it's pretty close. Actually,
it's a branch of dongle.
This is exactly what I held up to you.
Yeah, you can't see that because it's white on white, but yeah. Thanks for trying.
Thanks for being racist.
What?
But you're the one who said white on white, not me.
It was white. It was the white piece on a white background. What the fuck do you mean?
Listen, dude, just because you're being racist, you don't have to.
Listen, man, just because you're being.
What? What are you going to say?
I don't know, subjective is the right word.
First of all, a couple of things we should get out of the way. Let's get into the Tom Brady of it all in just a second.
Okay.
But on a scale of 1 to 10, how excited are you to come to Portland this weekend?
Very excited.
By the way, I don't think this will be going out. Willow have already been to Portland by the time this comes out. But
so if we see you in Portland and you see this, what's up?
Tell everybody why you're so excited.
Well, one, I've been trying to get this weekend for how many years? For a long time.
Portland weekend?
I've been trying to get this weekend since I was probably like 17.
Probably.
Like, it's been – I know I'll never get the San Fran one, and that one's okay because it's usually around February and it's Valentine's Day and you take mom. And that one I'm okay with. But I've been trying to get this Portland trip since I was like 17. I've been trying to get this weekend for so long. So one, I'm just excited that I finally come out on top and victorious and secured the weekend. So
yeah,
W. Hoorah. Big W. Second, the Nike factory.
Yeah, not the Nike factory.
Or the Nike employee store.
Yeah.
That's going to be
so cool.
Pretty lit.
Yeah.
So especially with what sneaker culture is now, like I'm definitely curious to see what they're going to have. I don't expect like them to have anything absolutely insane, but I'm definitely curious.
How come you don't expect them to have something absolutely insane?
Because most stuff just sells out online right away. And especially in store, and especially if you have access to the Nike employee store, let alone you work, you're an employee at the Nike employee store. You know what I'm saying? Like you'll probably get like first dibs on shoes or easiest access or whatever, right? So, with that being said, I don't like, and now everything, like I said, everything sells out in the matter of a minute. You get into a draw, and by the minute you're in a draw, and it's a 15-minute draw on Sneakers app, 10 minutes in, there's hundreds of thousands of people.
All right, let me ask you a question.
Yep.
So, say some new Nikes drop.
Yep.
In the store.
Okay.
Why wouldn't you just go buy five pair, not unbox them, and hold them for 5 years?
Well, one per person.
Okay, so why don't you go and buy a pair, you walk out, you come back in, you buy a pair, you go to five different stores, you buy five different pairs.
What? Right? Because...
why not? Why aren't they going to appreciate no matter what?
Depending on the shoe, yes. And also, you may not get lucky enough to get five shoes. It's not a wait in line kind of thing anymore, dude. It's all online. You have to enter in a raffle and have your name.
I'm talking about going to Foot Locker and buying five pairs of shoes.
Oh, any pairs of shoes? No.
Yeah.
No, that's not how that works.
Why?
Some shoes don't appreciate in value over time.
Even unused.
They'll probably go for the same retail that they were at maximum, the same retail that they were sold at 5 years ago. Some go down in value.
Have you had a shoe that you wore that went up in value?
A lot of them, actually. Yeah.
Really?
I have a lot of shoes that have gone up in value. The Kung Fu Kennys I'm currently wearing right now, that the Kendrick Lamar collab with Nike, that was my first ever really hypey pair of shoes. I've beaten them into the ground, and I'm going to try and find out how to get them restored, because I would love to see these fresh again. But I don't know. I mean, I got these for $110, tried to sell them for a year at $600. They didn't sell.
Oh, I remember you trying to sell them.
Brought them back, started wearing them. They're now $1,000. They were also $1,000. They were $1,000 the day after that this event happened. I didn't know what to do with them.
But so if you knew, would you know where to sell them now?
Oh, yeah. I also
were you just selling them on the wrong place?
I was selling them on Flight Club's website, a third party. I should have just sold them straight to StockX. But also selling them to StockX at that time, I would have probably only gotten about $450 for my pair, and they would have sold for about $600-$700. They still have to make their profit, right? Had I waited, not done anything with them now, had the box, special box, all clean, they would have sold – I probably would have gotten $800 for them.
No shit.
I have a pair I got for my 23rd birthday from ex-girlfriend, and they were $125 when she bought them for me. The day I put them on, they were priced at $370.
No shit.
I'm trying to think.
How many pairs of shoes you got now?
Oh, I got to have close to 30, including boots and my boots that I wear out when I'm in London or out in a specific outfit or waterproof boots. I don't know, but most of the shoes I've gotten, I've been acquired in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
A year and a half.
Yeah. You really have become a pretty staunch sneakerhead.
Dude, there are people who are like me, but have, closets just filled with shoes.
I know. I can't imagine. Wait. Right now, dude, I go on the road, and when I go on the road, I'm like, all right, I kind of made a deal with myself. And, I was like, I'm going to reward myself every weekend with something. I'm going to buy something. It might be crazy, but something. I'm like, good job, dude. You're out here working. Good fucking job,
Treat yourself.
Treat yourself. And I was going to do shoes. And I was like, I could buy $150, $200 pair of shoes every weekend. I should be able to do that. All right.
Yep.
What's that?
So there's only so many, though.
Yeah. And then I was like, look, I don't want to. You know what happened, Boomer? You know what happened when your mom and I had to throw out basically our entire life? But for those of you who don't know, a couple years ago, we had to move out of a house we were living in because there was something in there that Beth was really allergic to. And it was in the air. And
it should sound paranormal.
It was not paranormal. It was something biological. I don't know if it's biological, but whatever. It was in the air. And and the people we talked to who were the experts were like, hey, if you want her to be healthy, you have to treat it like a fire. And you have to walk out of this house and just know that you can't ever have any of this stuff ever again. So for those of you who don't know, Beth and I had to, however, 40, some odd years of our lives. We had all our stuff. We had family clothes, paraphernalia. We had pictures. We had, and we had to dump all. We had to basically get rid of it. I mean, I don't know how many pairs of shoes I had, but a couple. And
a couple?
And a closet full of clothes and t-shirts that I had, you know, all jacket, everything. But not just that, like family stuff, work.
We also put most of that stuff in storage.
Work memento, not most of it.
No? The no. Family photos and all that?
Family photos, yeah. But like work mementos, stuff like that. Things that I picked up along the way over my, about my career, all that's gone. And so after that time, when I look at my closet now, I'm like, yeah, this closet is big enough for the amount of stuff that I would need to get by in my life. And if I get to a point where that closet is overflowing, I know I'm not wearing all of that stuff and I'm going to get rid of a bunch of it. And that's basically, so now I have shoes. Now, when I go through a pair of shoes and I'm like, all right, I'm not going to wear these shoes anymore. And I toss it, I'll get another pair of shoes. But that's where I'm at right now with stuff. It's not as important to me. It really isn't nearly as important to me as I thought it was. Cause when I had to, do you know, dude, for, you know, a month there, I had four t-shirts, a couple pairs of underwear, one pair of shoes and one pair of pants.
Yep.
Those purple pants I wore for a while.
Jesus.
And,
purple pants.
But yeah, but that kind of, so the shoe thing is not, I don't think I'm, I tried. And so what I think what I'll do is I'll be just more selective of the ones I like.
Right.
And I'm lucky because the ones I like are actually the cheaper kind. Yeah. I like the
Blazers. Also, if you save up for like 2 or 3 weekends, you can get a really nice pair.
Of the Blazers?
No, of like other, like some like nice Jordan 1s.
I like the Blazers. I like those dad shoes that you said.
The 95s.
I love those 95s. And I like the Dunks.
Okay, well, Dunks are expensive too. Are you like the Dunk highs or the Dunk lows?
I don't know if I like any of the lows.
Okay, well, most of the Dunk highs are cheaper then, so you get lucky.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Why would they be cheaper? There's more material.
The Dunk lows are a skate shoe one. They're way more comfortable. They just have more padding, the SBs. But also, like, I don't know. They just made a comeback in this last year when Travis dropped his SB Dunk collab. The skyrocket in price, like just like the overall like stock price of Dunks just went up. There was a Newcastle Ale, the beer. They have a collab colorway with Nike. So it's called the Newcastle Dunks. And he wore them in a photo. And they were $250 the day before he wore them. And then he wore them in a photo and they skyrocketed. They're now $1,000 base price.
Wouldn't that be crazy?
Everything that man touches turns to gold.
Wouldn't that be crazy if you knew that whatever you wore, it would quadruple the price of whatever you were wearing?
Well, everybody's like, why does he keep having collabs? Because people know that he's golden. Anything the man touches turns to fucking gold.
All right, I want to ask you something.
It is what it is.
I want to ask you something. And I don't think we've talked about it on this. You and I have talked about it before, but I don't think we've talked about it on this podcast.
Okay.
You're big into rap and hip hop and such.
Yep.
You were raised on rock and roll.
Yes.
And Pokemon CDs. And what is it about your generation that you feel like rock and roll just doesn't land? Is it not cool?
I just feel like there's an era for everything, right? If you go back to when you grew up in that era, yeah, there was like, I mean, hip hop was still like a very, what do you say, in the '80s was hip hop very
beginning
on top, right?
It was just beginning. It was Run DMC. It was UTFO.
Right. So it was
Grandmaster Flash might have been a little earlier than me.
It was very brand new. And before that era had really been
Rock LL and roll. Cool J, Curtis Blow, because Curtis Blow was rapping basketball. I like the way they dribble up and down the court. Yeah.
That's my point. So it has just evolved into something that has become its era.
No, I totally get that, though. But like,
well, what is it about rock and roll that?
Well, let me ask a more specific question. Okay. So part of art, and for me anyways, what I like are things that I, or let me just back that up. What I love, what I'm all in on, because I like a lot of stuff, right?
Right.
But what I'm all in on are things that I really identify with. The things where I'm like, that speaks to me because of this, or I see myself in that or that. So what is it about? Because I don't need to tell you about Travis Scott and J. Cole. You didn't grow up the same as them. There's not a whole lot of similarities. And I would bet, you know, I had an interesting conversation with Curtis Jackson, a.k.a. A Fittisant, one day. And he told me, and this is when he was dating CH.
Yep.
Right? I don't know why I'm coding that, but when he was dating Chelsea.
I was and like, by the way, he was... Code it. Like, I know it. Like,
yeah, he was, by the way, for those of you wondering, and I don't know him. I just know how he portrayed himself around us. Super. Did you hear that?
What was that?
That was Indiana Jones.
What, doing what?
Coughing something up.
He sounded like an tire screech outside.
Sounded like he ate a whole cat and was like,
damn, sir.
So my question is this, man. Like, and I guess this is what I'm super, what is it with Travis Scott and J. Cole and hip hop and in general that you feel like you and your generation identify with? You may not know the answer to this right now off the top of your head, because because from the outside looking in, and by the way, I enjoy J. Cole and Travis Scott. Oh, the thing about 50 Cent, 50 Cent told me, we make our money, or I made my money off of white people. Black people told the white people what was cool, and the white people go and spend the money on me.
I wouldn't say that's completely wrong.
Okay, but so then what is it about the hip hop that you connect with? I don't know their music well enough to know if it's lyrically you're like, yeah, I feel that same thing, or if it's just vibe, or what is it?
I think it varies for me between different artists. Like for Travis Scott, like I wasn't really a huge, I didn't like love him from his beginning in his first album, and I just like, it took me a while to really like get into the music that I am in now. Like if you talk to me my freshman year and talk to me now, like music's crazy different. Like there's just what the beginning of him? Yeah, like it was the very beginning of it my freshman year when I got to high school, but to see where I am now has definitely been like a journey for sure, especially in like the depths that I like hip hop and rap.
Yeah.
Now. I would say like the thing about my generation is I would say that I wouldn't say some of the lyrics for everybody are relatable, but I think that their stories are relatable to kids that are, you know, in my generation right now or below me. So like Lil Yachty, right? Like you don't have to like his music. You don't have to like him at all. But, and in all honesty, I'm not a huge fan of his music. He's got a couple good verses and a couple songs that are like happy rap that I like, and he's got some good melodies, but in all honesty, I'm not a huge fan of his music. But I do respect his work ethic. When he was 17, he was working at a McDonald's and he just graduated high school. He turned 18. He was a little younger than everybody else. And 6.5 months later, he was at a Grammy Award show and was one of the top artists on the charts. And he had completely just changed his life. Mm-hmm. And you can maybe thank the younger generation for that, for blasting his music and putting him where he is, or you can put it towards the work and the hours of the craft that he's probably put in. There are
You know, yeah, but what does that have to do with...
He still lives with his mom at, you know, at 18, 19, 20 with all this music. Like, they grew up a certain way with kids who are growing up right now that are probably similar to the way that these rappers grew up. They can relate to them and, you know, still see that maybe there is something for them out there one day. And
yeah, but there's so many... Sure. There's so many, like, rich, suburban white kids. And now, now listen, I don't know... I was never a rich white suburban kid, and we didn't grow up.
Neither of us were.
Right. And so the music I lean towards, like Cobain and those guys, that spoke to me. That angst, that anger, that really, spoke
for,
to me.
For the rich white kids, like I will agree with what Curtis said. Like, Because you know, like what he said, the black community and people are saying that it's cool and telling the white people that it's cool, like they're going to go and do it because they want to fit in. But like for me, like I like good music. That's what my ear goes to. And I go to anything. Like, I could still listen to Cobain and Pearl Jam and everything that I grew up on and still have a good time listening to it because it's good music to me. But
I think there's something too also. Most kids... And I actually, I'm not going to generalize, but I mean, I know I don't listen to the music my parents listen to. Like, you generally don't listen to the music your parents listen to. You listen to what your generation's listening to. And I was just curious what was it about this generation and not just this generation? I would say rap and hip hop have been on top for a long time.
Yeah.
Don't you think? I mean, I don't know when the last you would consider. I would say the last quick little blip was like Fall Out Boy, MCR, Panic at the Disco.
That was also like semi-prime Lil Wayne. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's also a whole different story. Like, come up. Like, that's like you're talking like 2007, 2008, 2009.
Feels like
there's a couple Lil Wayne albums in that time that are fucking awesome.
But it did feel like if. It was still out there.
Right.
And by the way, I'm not saying it's either good nor bad. I'm just really curious. I couldn't even tell you besides Greta Van Fleet who a young up and coming rock band is. I want so desperately, dude, for Miley Cyrus to just put out some rock and roll albums because she not only has the presence and not only has the voice and not only has the music knowledge, but has the influence to reintroduce the music. I just don't want it to be lost, man. I don't want it to be lost. And maybe this is just me grasping onto what I love. I don't know. I was just curious, you know,
but that's for Trav, for J. Cole. I like his music 'cause it's real. I like his lyrics and I like the way personifies it. And it's like, it's just, he's got a great way of telling a story through a song.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And so that's why I love his music. And you could turn the music off and there are certain songs you could read like a poem and it would sound like, you know, spoken word. So that's why I like his music. As somebody asked me also, they're like, you know, why do you listen to so much J. Cole? He's got some really sad stuff. I'm like, yeah, but like, if you can't embrace the sad, like there's no way, you know, you'll just be scared of it your whole life. Like you just, like, the sad is also sometimes the most beautiful stuff he's ever written. There's like there's a couple songs like that album For Your Eyes Only is like a little more emotional and spoken.
I do like him.
Different.
I feel like he's really honest in his lyrics. That's an interesting thing. You know what, man? I'm going to take that back, that I understand that you may not connect. But I'm with you. If an artist has a certain level of what I can consider to be vulnerability or honesty, I'm on board for it. It's why, you know, a lot of music, if you're just telling me how much money you have or how big your dick is or I'm fucking these girls, rock, rap, country, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I don't really care. Yeah, I don't really care. I mean, yeah, I would like
– He speaks with a purpose. You know,
he speaks with truth, which I love.
Yeah. So and I'm going to see him on October 21st, and I'm fucking stoked.
2 days after I see you in LA?
Yep.
When do you fly out?
No, that's Travis. That's Astroworld, and that's Houston. That's November. This is J. Cole. He's in LA at the Forum.
How psyched are you?
Super stoked.
Are you going with Iman?
Yep.
Is she like J. Cole? Are we allowed to talk about her? We just did.
We're allowed to talk about it. One of the best things also, like first day meeting her, like we started talking about music and she was like, yeah, my two favorite artists right now are probably Travis Scott and J. Cole. And I was like, shut the
That's when you guys first started talking?
That was the first day we met. And so that was also, I was like, all right, well, that's pretty cool. So she's stoked because this is one of our favorite artists.
What? Ever. Okay. So when you go to J. Cole, mm-hmm. and you're picking out your fit.
Yep.
Do you pick out a fit and go, okay, these shoes are going to get stepped on, so I want to look good.
Well, here's the thing. It's not a mosh pit. We didn't get general admission. We're in seats. So we're up in like a row of people. So I could essentially wear good shoes.
They're going to get scuffy scuffed.
Also, beer, people dropping stuff, food, all gum, all that stuff. So like, don't worry. That definitely goes into thought. For Astroworld, when we're outside, like I also am like checking like Houston weather every fucking day and like getting a 2 week forecast.
When is that? When is that? Tell me when that is.
First week of November.
I'm in Houston the second week of November.
I know. I missed you guys by a week. I know. I mean, it was close. It was very, very, very close. Yeah, it was very, very close. I already checked out.
What a bummer.
Yeah. So checking the weather, making sure, but I was also like, hey, like in advance, like one, wear your beat up white Air Forces. Like I have two beat up pairs of shoes, so I'm bringing those like just in case, because it's going to be outside and in case it gets muddy, which it probably will.
Yeah.
It probably is going to be a little wet in Houston.
Do you know where you're staying yet?
Yeah. We're staying like five, like right outside the Houston Galleria, this place called Dave's, I think.
At the what? Mm-hmm. Oh, don't worry about it.
Yeah, we're staying somewhere nice.
Okay.
Got a nice deal.
Did you get a good deal?
Yeah.
That's awesome, dude. Well, I'm excited.
Found a room for like 50% off, and I was like, so.
Yeah, we'll take that.
Yep.
Well, I'm excited to see you out there, man, and out with Iman and having fun.
Yeah, it's going to be I'm really excited. It's going to be an awesome coming up couple trips.
Now, it was a big weekend also this weekend in Boston sports. Mm-hmm. All this also, we passed the Liquidiv. The Red Sox, whatever has happened to them has already happened. But they are playing the Yankees tomorrow. I've never been as detached from a baseball season than I have been this year.
I would probably agree with that. However, I really jumped into it the last couple of weeks.
Here's the thing. Here's how detached I am. Dalbec? Is that his name? The rookie?
Oh, yeah. I think is it Dubek?
It's embarrassing for us.
Anywho.
I think it's Dalbec. Dubek?
Is it D-A-W or is it D-O-U? How do you spell it?
I think it's – okay. But this is my point exactly.
Yeah, we have no idea.
In the past, I would know Brian Daw. How do you think you spell it? D-A-U?
That's what I said. This is D-O-U.
I mean, this is crazy. Huh?
You could just look up Brian –
Wait a second. I gotta be able to find this. What's his Brian? I think it's Dalbec, dude. I think that's what it is.
Am I gonna have to do it faster than you?
Dalbec is what I think it is. Why isn't? How come he's not? Oh, Dalbec. There you go. So, Brian Dalbec. For example, D-A-L-B-E-C. Thank you.
D-A-L?
Yeah.
Oh, B-E-C. Dahl.
Yeah. But like guys like this, right? Who hit 25 home runs as a rookie. And I don't think that's been done since probably, we're going to test my baseball Red Sox knowledge. If I'm thinking about rookies, Garcia Parra would be my guess. I can't imagine a Red Sox rookie hitting 25 with that kind of playing time. I don't think Mookie did.
He's not a rookie, though.
Dalbec is a rookie, right?
2020 and 2021.
How many games did he play in 2020?
25.
Yeah, he's a rookie. He's considered a rookie.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
25. But guys like that, who I would normally be jumping up and down about, like, I'm out. I'm not out. Like, I'm not anti-Red Sox. They're still my favorite team, but something happened in the last 4 or 5 years, dude.
100 hits.
Yeah. Something happened in the last 4 or 5 years where I don't think you'll ever catch me screaming at a television about sports ever again.
Not me.
Oh, I know. You're still deep in it. I remember. I was you.
I was watching LSU this weekend.
Something happened in the last 4 or 5 years where I am just like, yeah, okay. Like, I want to see a good game, and I want my team to win. But as soon as that game's over, I have no emotion about it. Zero emotion about it.
I think your brothers would be disappointed.
I think they're all pretty close, even Dan. I know.
We shall not speak of of Dan Wolf in his prime.
Oh my lord. Tan? Been known to yell at children. This motherfucker, you were in his crosshairs. Didn't care how old you were. He wouldn't tell you to shut the fuck up.
You kid.
Yeah, I feel like, honestly, having his own kid, I think, probably
killed him out of it. I fucking hope so.
But, I mean, listen, man, you get pretty heated, too.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm not hiding that. That's why people are like, you want to go watch the game out in public? And I'm like, no.
Do you remember?
Absolutely, dude. The fuck not. I don't. I'm not going to get things thrown at me.
Did you watch with us at the whatever you call it when they won that year?
No, remember in 2013 they wouldn't let me in.
I thought you
it was were... after six. It was 21 plus. You got Caitlin in, but you know somebody else and I weren't allowed in, so we had to stay back at the house.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, so let's talk about, first of all, Brady came back to New England.
No touchdowns.
What were you hoping was going to happen?
Like, as a Brady fan or a Pats fan?
As Jacob Wolf, the ideal situation.
I was really 50-50 on it. Like, 50% I really wanted Brady to throw for like 500 yards and 3 touchdowns and just absolutely just demolish the defense. Like either that or that we were going to do exactly what we did last night and hopefully win on a last second dinger, which we almost did, but didn't.
I have to tell you, for me, it ended. That was the second most favorable outcome. The first most favorable outcome would have been Full kits the field goal, and Brady drives him down and wins. And I'm going to tell you why.
How much time was on the clock again?
What's that?
How much time was on the clock after Folk missed that field
goal? 59 seconds.
Oh, that would have been great.
Great. I'm going to tell you why. And I still root for the Patriots over the Bucks, and I'm still a Pats fan. People say whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah, chill.
But I know this about Brady. He's not a sore loser, but he takes it hard, right?
Yeah.
And I did know or believe that if he had lost, especially a game like that where he didn't play well, that his post-game comments would not have included the things that they did include yesterday. Thanking people, being gracious, talking about how it was emotional for him at times, all of those things that, you know, Tom Brady's been known to not shake a hand after the game. Do you know what I mean?
True.
So he takes that shit real hard. I wanted the whole experience. I knew Hoodie after the game, you were going to get the same type of press conference no matter what.
Yeah.
But with Brady, I wanted to hear him talk. And so I knew, I thought the only way to get that was from a victory. But I didn't want the Patriots to get blown out. I did want Belichick to not look. People are in his ass about, oh, yeah, it turns out the quarterback was more important than the coach, right? I don't want him to be diminished at all. It really, for me, was exactly how I wanted it to be. And, you know, excuse me, in my lifetime, because when Clemens left the Red Sox, fuck him. When they all, I can only tell you, in my lifetime, there are only two sports figures that if they had left my team, I would have rooted for. Three. Brady, and I still root for him.
Yep.
You want to guess?
Okay, I'm talking all the way back to you as well, like all the way, like.
Hit me with the other two that you think the other two are. Boston sports teams.
Bobby Orr?
How fucking old do you think I am? I don't know.
no, well, I mean, Bird, maybe?
Bird.
I mean, the only one I can think of is Poppy.
Poppy. That's right.
Yeah.
Bird and Poppy. If Bird and Poppy get traded, look, if Poppy get traded, and he would have never gone to the Yankees, but I can't say I would have rooted for the – I would have never rooted for the – but anybody besides the Yankees, I'm automatically rooting for that team.
Yeah.
Yo, I give you time served, and I give you what you meant to that city and that group. You know, it's what Johnny Damon was iffy for me. Wade Boggs can eat a dick. Johnny Damon, that was.
Didn't you play for the Yankees?
Uke also, I'm on board with Uke. I wasn't rooting for the Yankees, but I was rooting for Uke.
Yeah. Right?
100%. 100%. But Uke was one of the few people, that helped me because I knew him personally know him personally, where I was like, yeah, I can't root against this guy. Like, that's my buddy. Right. And so I started to see it a little differently. But yeah, Brady, it doesn't matter to me unless he gets traded to a New York team and then you got to eat a dick.
Yeah.
I just can't, or an LA team. Oh,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. He went to a Florida team. I'm okay with that.
So, is Poppy like your, as far as sports goes, that's your guy?
Probably.
Is it weird that you can text him?
No, I can't anymore. I don't think I have his phone number anymore.
You don't? Did you erase Poppy's phone number?
No, I just think he got a different phone.
Oh, I'll send it to you.
Very possible. It's not a necessity. I don't need it. Like, it's not like I'm texting him at any point in time. And also, like, I pick up most phone calls that call me anyways.
That's true.
Because it might be work. So.
Yeah, that's true.
I pick up most phone calls.
So what were you like? You watched the game.
In all honesty, I didn't. I thought Brady was going to kick our ass. So I was just going to check the box score after.
You didn't watch?
Nope. Not a single minute.
Did you watch?
I truly thought Brady was going to just demolish us. So I just didn't want to be part of it.
Yeah, but weren't you interested at all just to see the hoopla of it?
No, because I thought I was going to be right and there wasn't going to be any hoopla and we were just going to get our asses kicked. It turns out
you weren't curious what his emotions were going to be coming onto the field, how that first ball was going to come out of his hand.
I'd probably watch highlights. I knew I was going. So.
Right.
And they'll have everything, you know.
Oh, yeah, it's on the TV.
So,
how are you dealing with Instagram being down? Are you recovering?
I figured we'd also bring that up because I'm just like, Sure. There's TikTok.
But you're not on, do you TikTok?
Not really a lot anymore, but I still scroll sometimes. Good content.
Where, do you, are you more IG or TikTok-y?
Instagram, for sure.
And so sure. What have you been doing with your time today?
Watch Game of Thrones, drove my mom home, dog.
What season are you on in Game of Thrones?
Almost done with season 4.
How good is that show?
It's really, really good. Really good. It's pretty good.
Yeah. That first season I was, yeah.
It's pretty good.
It's awesome, man. It gets better, too, if that's possible. Dude,
the Red Wedding just killed me. It's like, why? It's like, come on, man. Like,
how great to hit the reset button and just kill a bunch of people.
This show is not afraid to kill main characters, and I really enjoy that.
Wait till you see who dies next.
Oh, dude, I'm excited. What's the?
I don't even know. I honestly don't know who dies next. I just know I can say that with confidence and have it be true.
Also, what's up with the dude, the guy, the captain of the White Walkers who can just touch a person and they become a White Walker? What the?
That's pretty dope.
It's pretty lit. Sorry for anybody who hasn't watched Game of Thrones, but also you and I are way past overdue. So if I'm talking about it now,
it's like saying spoiler alert for Star Wars. It's fucking been out. You got to figure it out.
Yeah, and also, you know, if you end up watching it, by the time you watch it, you will not remember that I just said those words. So shut up.
No, not at all. Yeah. Well, listen, dude. We're going to try to keep these at around 45 minutes. Right. You all right?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I just had a big yawn, and I tried to keep my eyes open, but then I looked really scary, so did not want to do that.
Are you tired today?
No, I've just been getting a lot of extra sleep because work. Just decided to chill out for this weekend and do nothing and really like sleep a bunch, which was great.
That's cool, man. Yeah. All right, dude. What do you want to tell everybody? Tell everybody where your socials are.
Jake_Wolf on Instagram. Super easy. I guess TikTok, it's Jake Wolf. But yeah, you know, we're going to Portland this weekend. No one's probably going to see this until we're in Portland. But again, if we see you in Portland and then you see this, what's up? And yeah, man, I'm excited to get this going.
All right, man. I love you.
Love you.
Later, everybody. Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Let me end this.